Can I go to Steve Grober of WJIM in Michigan?
Thank you, Sean. I greatly appreciate it. I'd like to talk to you more about tax policy, if I may. President Trump, of course, on the campaign trail, talked a lot about tax policy and tax reform. That hasn't happened yet, as we know. But I want to talk about something different. That's the border adjustability tax. With the manufacturers that were at the White House again today, states like Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, others have a great concern about this tax. And there seems to be a disconnect between some of the CEOs, some of the Republicans on Capitol Hill, and the president as to whether or not this is appropriate. And I guess the question is, could this tax have a chilling effect on manufacturing at a time when places like Ohio and Michigan in the upper Midwest are trying to jumpstart the economy with manufacturing jobs? I wish for you to clarify, if you could, the president's position.
Yeah, Steve, thank you. I think the president has been very clear from the beginning that there is no tax if companies manufacture in the United States. We are one of only a handful of countries that doesn't tax the imports that come into our country. Almost every other country operates their tax code under that system. And so what happens is we have a system by which companies abroad can send their products, tax our products going into their country, institute an import tax, and then their products come into the United States with no import tax, which frankly gives a disincentive to companies to stay in the United States, to manufacture in the United States, to hire in the United States, and it tilts the field against the American worker. And so the president is looking at tax policy that encourages manufacturing and job creation in the United States. And if you think about it,
border adjustability tax.
Hold on.
Where is he on this tax specifically?
I understand that, and I think that what he is doing is he met yesterday with his team on the budget. He's talked to Secretary Mnuchin and others who are working on a comprehensive tax reform plan. And remember, Steve, this isn't something that's been done since 1986. And so, as we look at it, part of that is to make sure that we lower our corporate tax rate, that we make it more attractive to manufacture and grow jobs in the United States, to make our companies more competitive with companies overseas that frankly have better tax treatment than our own companies who stay in the United States. So creating more of a playing field that encourages manufacturing and growing and creating in the United States. But make no mistake, if a company's in the United States already and expanding in the United States, it will be only to their benefit. If you think about it right now, the way the current tax code works, it almost incentivizes companies from leaving the United States, manufacturing and expanding overseas, and then sending their goods and services back to the United States, which undermines our own economy. It undermines our workers.
The question is about components coming back into the United States,
Steve,
and being manufactured.
Okay. I know that you're on the Skype, but we only do like one or two follow-ups. But the answer is that he's working toward comprehensive tax reform, and we will have a plan out within the next few weeks.